So now we can do a nice meditation period, about 25 minutes. So if you'd like to close your eyes. The reason why we close our eyes is because it gives us more energy to look inside. Not only that, but because closing the eyes, and we can't look outside, we tend to look inside. And that's where we find peace, truth, happiness, love, inside. Not outside in the world, but inside our own bodies and minds. Inside the heart, inside. So once the eyes are closed, you'll find you'll become much more aware of your body, and also the sound of my voice. But especially your body. How does your body feel now? It may seem to be a simple thing, but a lot of times that people can't even sleep well at night because their body carries the tension of the day. If you only know how to relax, I mean really relax the body, it's quite easy to go and have a nice, quiet, deep sleep at night. So we start with our body. Start with your legs. How are your legs now? Just asking a question like that. Legs, how are you? And then listening to the answer. And you become aware of how your legs feel. You become aware of how your legs feel. If your legs need a scratch or they need to be adjusted, then please do so. For those sitting on a chair, sometimes you need to move your feet further under the chair, sometimes move them further away, sometimes separate them. But once you have awareness there, you ask the question, you get an answer, then you have a sense of ability to manipulate your legs until they become the most comfortable feeling. What we're doing here, we're practicing mindfulness together with kindness, what we call kindfulness. Kindfulness to your own body. And when your legs are relaxed, and you can feel they're relaxed, my legs were just, I don't want to move them anywhere, they're just really comfortable. And then you're aware of your butt. Your buttocks. And that's because people fidget a lot during meditation because they didn't set the bottom up properly. And I'm one of those because my cushion is too far to the back, so I'm going to move it to the forward a bit. That's much better. So I care for my body. And then I am aware of my back. Back, how are you? And as those of you who have been following me for a while, you know I usually like to stretch my back. Give it a good stretch. Do that because it releases all these endorphins in the body. Feels good and it relaxes things as well. And I look at my shoulders. Shoulders, how are you? Once I'm aware of, say, my shoulders, I can tell because of experience. Awareness means you know whether they are tight or whether they are loose. Mine are a little bit tight, especially the one on the left. So I just stay with that feeling for a while. And I learn how to relax. When you're aware of a feeling, you do this, you do that, a bit of trial and error until you learn what you need to do to relax your own shoulders. That's what I'm doing now, relaxing them. There they are. They're nice and quiet and calm now. And then I go down my arms, past my elbows, and then to my hands. There's no one position which works for everybody, for your hands. You find the one which works for you. So I'm looking at my hands now, making sure they're really comfortable. Now they are. and go back up to my shoulders and my neck. Now, because I inherited this from my father, he had asthma. So I always have a little bit of irritation in my throat. So I'm aware of that little irritation now. Just a little bit of scratchy. And I just be aware of it and I relax it. When I say relax to the max, I really mean that. I've been doing this for so many years now, I know how to relax my body. I've learned it, even inside, how to relax my own throat. That's better. And then last of all, I go to my face. The reason I go to my face is because everybody knows your inner emotions are played out on the face. That's why people can understand if you're angry, if you are relaxed, if you're afraid. The face looks different in each case because the muscles are screwed up this way or that way. So I am aware of the muscles around my eyes, around my nose, around my mouth. I can feel them all, and I relax them. By relaxing, I imagine that something is pulling either end of those muscles, and I let that go. Let the muscles go to their default position. So, so relaxed and at ease around my mouth and my eyes, forehead. So the whole head is at peace. When I've relaxed the muscles in my face, I find, of course, any slight bit of fear or anger or tiredness or whatever also goes. So it's a way of just relaxing my body at the same time beginning the relaxation of the emotional world. Once my body is really relaxed, I put my awareness, my mindfulness on the whole body. It's like an indivisible unit. It's this body in which I live. And I can feel that the whole of it is really relaxed. I let it part by part. If I missed anything, I'll go to that, zoom in on it, and just relax that last one or two irritating parts of my body. And then when my body is really deeply relaxed, I get this delightful feeling, the delight of bodily relaxation. The same delight as when you go to some isolated beach, You lay on the warm sand. You lay on a recliner. Every part of your body is loose and at ease. It feels good. There's no developed perception of the delight of relaxation. What it does, it gives you something happy to observe. There's a delight in your own body, relaxed, at peace, not wanting anything. And you get even more relaxed. It's great for your health. It's just great for knowing what happens when you let things be. It's a pleasurable feeling. And then I do the same with my emotional world now. I go to my mind. I look at my peaceometer. The thermometer tells you how hot it is or how cold. Speedometer tells you just how fast you're traveling in your car or how slow. This is a peaceometer. How peaceful are you, or how agitated? To make it even clearer, give it a number from 1 to 10. 1 means really peaceful, 10 means agitated, disturbed. You don't need to tell anyone, which means there's nothing to lose by being honest. Now, what makes you more peaceful? What brings that number closer to 1? What is the cause of inner peace? You can try all sorts of things. You can try thinking, that agitates me. Try planning, that disturbs my peaceometer. Remembering the past, oh, that's another big hindrance. When I let go of the past, let go of the future, nothing much to think of in this moment, just being. My peaceometer registers a very low reading. And just like relaxation of the body, peace of mind is very pleasant. And see how much I can develop peace of mind. Just being here, right in this moment. Going inside of time. Not going out, not going back. Right inside of now. Not carrying anything from the past. So I'm so light. I'm carrying no burdens from my past. Carrying no worries for the future. Being free. Just in this moment, there's nothing to worry about. Like a bird which travels through the sky, carrying no baggage, just flies. So we fly in this moment, carrying nothing from the past and nothing from the future. And relax. It's like we're letting go of control and just being. Just being. Not trying to attain anything. Not trying to change anything. But caring for this moment. This moment will never come like this again. Care for it as it is now. It's unique and valuable. Treasure it. making yourself peaceful. Sometimes the breathing just comes. If not, you can ask yourself, may I breathe in peace? Breathe out, let go. As the air comes into your body, bring peace into your body with it, and peace into your mind. Whatever you wish to let go of in life, let go with the out-breath. Just being here, breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. How do you feel now? What's it like in your mind? How peaceful are you? And how relaxed is your body? So just knowing what peace feels like, the delight of a relaxed mind, the delight of a body at ease. And how this delight comes about. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes sounding for the last time, you may open your eyes to end the meditation. Good.